The modern office, born from factories, emerged a century ago. Old-style offices, influenced by Frederick Taylor's 1911 Principles of Scientific Management, had many workers without much independence. Taylor focused on measuring how well people worked and fixing any problems to make things run smoother. He didn't like unions and thought workers needed constant watching to stay on track. He also introduced the idea of the org chart and compared workplaces to machines. In 1936, architect Frank Lloyd Wright built the Johnson Wax Building following Taylor's ideas. It had large, organized layouts for efficiency, with open spaces for workers and private offices for managers to maintain a clear hierarchy. Office backlash sparked community-oriented designs. Modern offices were once seen as boring places, focusing more on management than on the people who worked there. But in the 1970s and 80s, things started to change. Offices in Europe began to embrace new ideas about design that made workspaces more enjoyable and productive. Instead of rigid hierarchies, these offices encouraged a more social and democratic style of working. They understood that when colleagues interacted informally, they could get more done. Architects began to design offices with people in mind. They considered how the layout of a space could affect how people feel and work. They started creating offices on a more human scale, using different designs and spaces to make work more lively. These offices were like small communities. They had features such as main streets where people from different departments could meet and talk. They also had cafes, shops, and restaurants, making them more like a city environment than a traditional office park. Knowledge workers bring about the era of the connected office. The office has changed. It used to be a place where everyone worked together, like a community. But now, it's more like a network, connecting people from different places. This happened because of virtual communities and new ways of talking to each other. Before, offices were a bit boring and strict. Everyone did the same routine tasks, but things are not like that anymore. Machines and technology do a lot of repetitive jobs now, thanks to AI and robots. This means people get to do more interesting work that needs thinking and creativity. We call it knowledge work. In the new work world after COVID-19, people do their knowledge jobs in different types of spaces. The academy, like Apple's main office where everyone can see what's happening. The agora, a workplace in the city, like London's King's Cross, with a Google office, shops, and more. The guild, a shared workspace like a co-working place where a group of peers works together. The lodge, a home with everything you need for your job, like internet and video conferencing. Knowledge worker teams have the flexibility to choose from various workspaces. The networked office follows a trend where workplaces are outsourced to specialized vendors, adopting an office as a service model. This means different workers from different companies share spaces and services, creating a community vibe. Co-working companies like WeWork are popular examples, operating like private clubs or medieval guilds, offering services and fostering a like-minded community outside traditional corporate setups. Looking ahead, employers might give employees a stipend to use on a mix of workspaces, ranging from corporate centers to flexible offices. Corporate facilities will have to compete with these third-party spaces to justify their costs. Office design focuses on work-related feelings. New offices are going beyond just adding more cool stuff and shared spaces. Now, they're focusing on making work a better experience for employees, like how hotels make things nice for their guests. These new workplaces want to be interesting and understanding to keep everyone happy. Exciting offices can boost our mood. Like Amazon's Seattle HQ, with the spheres, cool spaces and a garden in the clouds. Fun events, like music gigs, also help. These awesome experiences don't just make us happy, they also make us think better, be more open, process info faster, and get along better with others. But it's not just about the cool stuff, empathy matters too. We need spaces for workouts and chill time, or just being close to nature, like sunlight and plants. Our well-being changes as life throws different things at us. So, the best fixes are personal. Let us control our workspace or encourage face-to-face chats, especially if we're stuck working from afar. The office shows a shift from hierarchy to variety and change. Old-fashioned office setups with strict hierarchies aimed at making routine tasks efficient just don't cut it anymore. They create barriers between teams and stifle creativity. Nowadays, offices aren't the only game in town for getting work done. New designs are popping up to make the most of what offices can offer. The goal is to encourage human interaction, mentorship, teamwork, and innovation. Employers are looking for spaces that spark unexpected collaborations among employees. They want features like big staircases that connect different floors and areas, creating a buzz of activity. The idea is to boost teamwork and innovation by design. Circular layouts are becoming popular because they show that everyone is equal in a space. Zappos, a clothes store, is an example. They work without bosses or specific job titles. Revamp offices with ABW and ABC. Cool companies like small teams and lots of talking. Their setups don't have a bossy structure. Instead, they're like a bunch of tasks. When tasks change, so does the setup. This proves that work is more about what you do, not where you go. They call this activity-based working, ABW. Buildings also need to change for these new work styles. They should let teams be close when they're working on similar things, even if the teams keep changing. Activity clustering, ABC, building upon ABW, uses data on how employees interact, both in physical and digital spaces. With the help of machine learning, it delves into the details of how individuals work. ABC positions people close to others based on their current tasks. These technologies enable a constant, state beta, of improvement, allowing offices to be redesigned at a speed that was once impossible. With a once impossible speed, agile and adaptable spaces make sense for efficient use of space. Before the pandemic, a global survey on office space usage revealed that only 55% of workstations, 43% of conference rooms, and 30% of alternative spaces like breakout rooms were being utilized. The old model of one person having one desk doesn't work anymore. A smaller, more flexible office could meet all organizational needs while cutting real estate costs by 30%. Technology enables flexible workspaces beyond desks or offices. The future of work is going to be like playing online games together. Picture teams collaborating in a virtual space, all working on the same project at the same time using shared documents and digital tools. That's going to be the usual way things get done. The real and virtual worlds will blend as augmented reality becomes a regular thing, letting people communicate instantly no matter how far apart they are. Forget about traditional meetings and emails. Real-time instant messaging is taking over. Companies are changing how their meeting rooms work to include both people in the room and those working from somewhere else. Google's Campfire is a good example. It arranges the room like a circle. People in the room look at screens that show the faces of those who are far away, making it feel like everyone is there together. Revolutionize workspaces. Using data collection and algorithms, each employee can have a personalized experience. Instead of assigned desks, using apps connected to the Internet of Things will let workers personalize any space. This new freedom will lead to new ways to measure performance. Employers won't judge workers based on hours at their desks. Instead, they'll use data on employee activities and contributions to measure results. This level of monitoring raises privacy concerns. However, employers can make data anonymous if they don't need it for individual evaluation. Younger workers, who grew up with technology, are used to digital surveillance. They may accept less privacy if the data collected improves their experience and helps them work better. Work is changing neighborhoods as offices become more open. Corporate offices used to bring everything inside, but now they connect with the community. This means employees have easy access to transit hubs, university research, startups, and places to eat and shop all in one area. Traditional business districts with big corporate offices are fading away due to gig work and remote jobs. Shared spaces across the city are becoming the new trend, with developers focusing on mixed and flexible spaces. In the past, buildings had different businesses under one roof, but now they're changing. Buildings will have businesses that work well together, creating a future where we live, work, and share spaces in the city. Key points. 1. Offices are shifting from strict environments to flexible, collaborative spaces that prioritize teamwork and employee well-being. 2. Technology has changed how and where people work, with options like the Academy, the Agora, the Guild, and the Lodge. 3. Modern offices aim to create enjoyable work environments by incorporating cool spaces, natural light, and areas for physical activity. 4. The future of work emphasizes flexibility, using concepts like activity-based working, ABW, and activity-based clustering, ABC, to optimize space and accommodate different tasks and teams. 5. Technology is transforming work with virtual spaces and augmented reality, enabling new ways of collaboration. 6. Offices are increasingly integrated into communities, and workspaces are becoming more shared and flexible in urban settings. 7. Overall, work environments are evolving to be more dynamic, engaging, and community-focused.